Okay, once again, this is Vin Chaotic. Vin Chaotic No Matters here every Tuesday and Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. I have my friend Acid Burn, right?
Acid Burn.
And of course, I have Tori and Jason on the phone from
Dead Hand Project.
Dead Hand Project is a project actually on Vendetta Records. So we have many, many questions for you, Mr. Tori.
Okay.
How is it going? What kind of underwear you wear? Do you wear Hanes?
No, it's going slow, if you're being serious. But it's getting there, you know.
Cool. I'm being very serious. But another question that we have from our listeners is, when was the last time you sharted?
Oh, Jesus. No, that was just 5 seconds ago, I think. Yeah.
When I called you, huh? So what do you think about the project, you know, leaving? I mean, of course, you were from HexRx, Black Center, and now Dead Hand Project. Yeah, Dead Hand Project. Now, what's the difference between all of them? That you guys are actually so different from all of them.
What the hell kind of question is that? No,
it's a good question.
XRX is like, you know, it was more or less my introduction, you know, and I got to refine my Toriness and. And then I did Black Center, and then problems arose there, so I decided to move on with my music. So pretty much the music's the same for Dead Hand Project because it's the same. Yeah, I took my music with me, so.
So, Jason, when did you get involved with Dead Hand Project?
Well, I was originally pulled in as a live drummer for Black Center. That's how I started this whole adventure. And, you know, we did several shows, and things didn't work out with the other member of Black Center, and me and Tori hit it off really well, you know, we were pretty close, and we work well together, so we just, you know, it kind of just came together with me and Tori, and then
Ciao.
So we're just doing it, you know, with the same music as we had before with Black Center, but
we actually got another keyboardist, Tim Miller from No Last Resort, but, you know, he respectfully bowed out of that one after doing a single show at Reactor before it closed. But, you know, he wanted to pursue, you know, going to the sound engineering school and all that stuff, so.
He didn't have the time.
Yeah, he didn't have the time, and he was just being honest, so now it's just me and Jason.
So, Jason, how is it to work with somebody with such great talent?
Oh, my God. Can you smell shit on his nose? So far up there.
Yeah, Tori.
I'm talking about working with me right now.
we've already started kind of working on some other new tracks, extending it, you know, for the live shows. And
so the next question would be, when are you guys getting married?
Oh, I think it's June of next year, and
okay. Yeah. So, Jason, you actually are a DJ. So, being on the road now and being a DJ, is it different?
No, I've been on the road before.
On the road again?
You can be both, believe it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes and DJs out in Vegas every once in a while too. So
yeah, I'm not that big, you know what I mean? Only big from the waist below. That's what she says all the time.
What other bands are you into?
Oh, my God. I love these questions because people get pissed off at me because I name bands like A Perfect Circle, Pucifer. Oh, wait. I should have just said Maynard. believe it or not, my dad got me into industrial with, like, Ministry and Nine Inch Nails back in early 90s, 89, somewhere in there. I was 4, yeah. So, and I actually fought against it. And then I started going into, like, metal and punk, you know, to rebel against the dad, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I came full circle and, you know, started getting into Typo Negative and getting back into the industrial thing. But I listen to Paul Simon every once in a while, believe it or not. Yeah, crazy, right? Yeah, and to calm me down, I listen to Enya, so I'm pretty I'm pretty all over the place. Most of the time I don't even really listen to, per se, industrial. Get totally sick of it if I did.
Is there any bands that you don't really, like, care for?
Oh my God, if I were given the chance, I would kick Bon Jovi square in the fucking face.
What? Bon Jovi, my God?
Bon Jovi, I will fucking end you, sir. Fuck you and your poofy hair.
I had to agree with that.
Lion, think lion.
God damn it. Yeah. Yeah, you got me all riled up. I'm all furious, you know?
Keep your hands on yourself.
Oh. Corey's a huge Milli Vanilli fan.
Oh, who is it? Who is it, you know?
We lost Milli or Vanilli, I forget what.
Yeah, damn.
I try. You know what? Me and Jonathan have been trying to figure out who is should be Milli or Vanilli sometimes. Because we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this showcase at you know for our outreach program. So we're trying to figure out who should be who. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you know what, dude? Listen to Dead Hand Man Project. Find a mat.
Dead Hand Project. Think of it. Dead Hand.
That's it. Dot com.
You know, like that will like.
Dot net. Dot org.
In your anal sortum fucking rectum ass.
So, actually, of all the songs you sang, or sung, what's your favorite one?
On the album?
On all of all the projects you've done.
Favorite song to sing?
Rooster Boy.
Okay, yeah. give me a taste of that.
Give you a taste?
Yes, a taste. I want to bite the rooster.
No, he wants to hear some of
those. Oh.
Yeah, you have a translator there, I see.
Okay, well, no, I gotta fucking get the song going in my head and shit, and then I gotta fucking acapella this shit.
Oh,
and I know
my
it's
God.
It's like, you know this song is written about you. You thought I was your puppet. No, fuck you. I told you once, don't disrespect me. Look at you now crying down on your knees. Open your mouth and say please.
Sounds like my date last night. Once again, this is Being Chaotic along with
Dead Hand Project.
Dead Hammer Project is with Tori and Jason. Thank you guys so much for, you know, being part of the show. You know what, these guys are awesome. Check them out at www.myspace.com/
Yeah, deadhandproject.com, and
it's project with a K.
Yeah, with a K. Make sure you spell it right.
Yeah, make sure you spell it backwards too. The case
backwards.
The case backwards.
You're fucking, you know, you're backwards.
So I'll do a project with the K, and also find them at what other places can they find you?
Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, we're everywhere.
Google us.
Yeah, Google them. They have underwear for sale. They have boxes for sale.
We have T-shirts,
used condoms, whatever you want.
And bags of throw up too, but you know what? Check them out, dude. This is normality for us. This, you know what? Let's get back to music. This is Dead Hand Man Project, right? Dead Hand Project.
Dead Hand.
Yeah, Dead Hand Project. And for us, this is
normality.